This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
A proposed state bill aims to create a task force that will investigate the feasibility of providing legal representation to Illinois residents facing deportation. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio reports.
State Representative Jennifer Gahn-Gerchowitz remembers her first pro bono case in immigration court.
My client was an 11-year-old who had been sold to a man in his 50s living in Atlanta.
It was a difficult case.
At the time, there was no precedent for child trafficking as a grounds for asylum. No T visa existed for victims of trafficking. And my client was 11 years old. She had no idea why she was here. The government had counsel who vigorously argued for her return to the traffickers with whom she came.
Gahn-Gerchowitz won, but the girl's legal defense wasn't cheap.
That case took over 2 years, expert testimony from Harvard University, and the resources of one of the largest firms in Chicago to win.
The country's civil immigration system does not provide court-appointed counsel to immigrants facing removal. Immigration law is as complex as this country's tax law. But immigrants often need lawyers to help them navigate the system. Some immigrants facing deportation are eligible to stay in the country legally. While some judges try to guide immigrants without lawyers, there's a huge backlog, leaving them with limited time. On average, it takes over 2 years for a case to go through the system.
In essence, we're doing death penalty cases in a traffic court setting.
That's immigration judge Dana Langmarks describing the overwhelmed immigration system during a PBS interview in 2017. Marks is the president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. If approved, the new task force will spend a year investigating the feasibility of providing legal representation to Illinois residents facing deportation. The task force will provide recommendations by July 2022. State Senator Celina Villanueva introduced a task force bill in the Senate.
We know we have a broken immigration system. We should begin this conversation.
Some are already offering immigrants legal assistance. Chicago created a legal defense fund for immigrants. And Cook County created an immigration unit inside the public defender's office. Now, leaders are looking to New York for guidance on how to expand. In 2013, the New York City Council created a pilot program to provide legal representation to detained immigrants.
The first and the largest program that provides deportation defense to people in detention. And, you know, it's been a model for others nationwide.
That's Annie Chan with the Vera Institute of Justice, which oversees the program. 4 years later, the state of New York allocated $11 million to expand the program statewide.
The growth of this project, going from the city to the state and covering every New Yorker, in detention, is a really powerful story. And it's something that other cities all around the country and counties and states have been replicating.
Advocates say Illinois could do the same. Fred Thau is with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He said providing legal representation is important because deportations impact entire communities.
More than two-thirds of undocumented immigrants live in mixed-status families. So if you deport an undocumented immigrant, you are disrupting a family of U.S. citizens.
Thau said having a lawyer makes a huge difference in the outcome. He cited a study that says detained immigrants who have a lawyer are 11 times more likely to win their removal case against them. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.